I'm the guy who demolished Christmas. Is that a crime?
Elmo's not sure.
What if it is? I may have to do time.
Huh?
I'm gonna end up in prison.
What?
In Stir. In the cooler. In the big house. In the pen. Oh, no.
What now?
I'm out of synonyms for jail.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. And caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And caroling out in snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time.
What is this special something that I see here on display?
Yeah.
It's almost time for Christmas. Yes, it's almost Christmas Day.
It's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas Day.
And the loves that taste of Christmas
like a frosty cold snowflake.
Yes, it's almost
Christmas Day.
It's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas. Almost Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, everybody. Have a great Christmas, Elmo.
Oh, you too, Michelle.
Once a year, my friend puts on a red suit and hangs around with me and my wife. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. And she stands beneath the mistletoe screaming for him to stand beneath the mistletoe screaming. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. Why must she climb on his knee? I saw my baby wearing Santa's beard.
nothing to say. He's a boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. He lives up in the mountain like a hermit in a cave. Never had a haircut, never took a shave. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. When he starts a boogie, the whole town rocks. Rock, Mr. Santa.
Stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crap. baby that I ever had. Oh, wish I had a river I could skate away on. He tried hard to help me, he put me at ease. Lord, he loved me so good, it made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate.
Thank you. The tree is ready and the stockings all hung. The fire is blazing and the carols all sung. Everybody's waiting for a miracle. So Santa, bring some joy to the song. It's the season to leave our troubles behind. Amazing if the world was given in kind. It might be crazy, it might take a miracle. Santa, bring some peace to us all. If anyone can do it, it's Santa who can. He's a red-suited superman. He knows everybody, got a list with all our names. Come over here, baby, let's watch the snow fall. Check out the North Star, didn't it start at all? It's still shining, that's a miracle. So Santa, bring some hope to us all. Bring us some hope, Santa. He's a red-suited superman. So I gotta believe life is a blessing for every boy and girl. So Santa, bring some love to us all. I said Santa, bring some love to us all. I mean Santa. I said Santa, bring some love to us all. Oh, we ain't asking much, just a little. Some love on this earth. I know, I know, I know, I know.
Some love, some love.
Santa, Santa, I believe in Santa. Oh yes, I do. Oh yes, I do.
And a merry ho-ho-ho and a happy kringle to everyone out there. This is the Yule Log from Hell 2012 edition, episode 2, entitled Red Fur in Stir. Keith Draws here in the While You Were Out studios here in lovely New Jersey, where the temperature has now dropped to a balmy 35 degrees. Yesterday we got a little bit of snow, but that's not going to dampen our spirits here. Rounding out that set out with a new Christmas CD this year entitled Merry Christmas Baby, we heard from rock legend Rod Stewart and Red Suited Superman. From Japan, we have the ukulele duo of Petty Buka with Christmas Island. From the 2001 CD Christmas Underground, we have Bedroom Set with the vocals of Angelique Everett with Melekeleki Make. Recorded at Royal Albert Hall of October of 1970 for a soundcheck, we heard from Joni Mitchell and River. Out with a new Christmas CD this year entitled Silver and Gold. From Detroit, we heard from Sufjan Stevens and Holly Jolly Christmas. From the 2003 Capitol CD Christmas Cocktails, we heard from Patty Page and Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. Well, for many years, this man was the principal organist at Radio City Music Hall here in New York City. We heard from Dick Liebert with Winter Wonderland. From the streets of Brooklyn, New York, we heard from the duo of John Flansburgh and John Linnell, better known as They Might Be Giants, with Santa's Beard. And right before that, we heard from a man who's making a lot of headlines in the news recently, the voice of Elmo, Kevin Clash, joined by Sheryl Crow with It's Almost Christmas. And starting off our set from their 2011 CD, Noel, we heard from Nadja and The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And it's always the most wonderful time of the year here at the Yule Log from Hell. You can find us trolling around on the web at yulelogfromhell.com. There you'll find links to past shows and also links to how you can download the show from iTunes. And we're going to kick back into the music right now. Now, as we pay tribute to some of the people that we've lost this past year, let's start off with the Belmonts and Wintertime.
heaven and nature, sing.
Carpenter, must be Christmas, must be tonight. A shepherd on the hillside, where over my flock I abide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. In a dream I heard a voice say, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Saw it with my own eyes, written up in the sky. The wise simple herdsman, such as I. And then it came to pass, he was born at last, right below the star that shines on high. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. Must be Christmas, must be tonight. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight.
Every display, no time for napping. There's buying and wrapping, the gifts to be given away. Sparkling lights, all the dazzling sights, Christmas trees loaded with joy, hearts full of giving, children are living for what could be their favorite toy. Christmas is here, Christmas is here, it's a wonderful time of the year. Christmas is here, Christmas is here, it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time of the year. Families together, no matter the weather, feasting and fun is the goal. Grandma is making sugar cookies or bacon to warm up the body and soul. Full decoration in anticipation of times marked with laughter and cheer. A day long awaited and much celebrated, Christmas is finally here. Christmas is here, Christmas is here, it's a wonderful time of the year. Christmas is here, oh, Christmas is here, it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time of the year. A festive occasion, a welcome invasion of carolers filling the air, songs of rejoicing and everyone voicing the story of hope we all share.
Christmas is near, Christmas is here. It's a wonderful time of the year. Christmas is here, Christmas is here. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time of the year. Christmas is here, it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time.
Christmas, everyone will be there. When it's time, come home for Christmas, we'll have your favorite chair. When your heart starts reminiscing things like kissing mistletoe, the glistening you'll be missing on the tree decked with cotton snow. So if you come home for Christmas, oh, how the bells will ring as we gather in the chapel, how we'll sing. It's been long, but please remember, it's in late December that the faithful all come home for Christmas. It's been long, but please remember, it's in late December that the faithful all come home for Christmas.
Is full of sweet surprises. Every day's a gift. The sun comes up and I can feel it lift. My spirit fills me up with laughter, fills me up with song. I look into the eyes of love and know that I belong. Bless us all who gather here.
The loving family I hold dear.
No place on earth compares with home, and every path will bring me back from where I roam.
Bless us all that as we live, we always comfort and forgive.
We have so much that we can share
with those in need we see around us everywhere. Let us always love each other. Lead us to the light. Let us hear the voice of reason singing in the night.
Let us run from anger
and catch us when we fall.
Teach us in our dreams and please, yes please,
bless us one and all.
bless us all with playful years, with noisy games and joyful tears.
We reach for you and we stand tall,
and in our prayers and dreams we ask you bless us all.
We reach for you and we stand tall, and in our prayers and dreams we ask you bless us all.
The economists of the nation tell us that Santa Claus is now big business. Now, with this in mind, imagine the unimaginable. Santa Claus is a corporation. Now, can you picture what would happen at the regular monthly meeting of the executive committee of Santa Claus Incorporated? Imagine, if you will, a large conference room, smoke-filled, distinguished gray-haired executive types with furrowed brows, note-taking stenographers on hand, young idea men anxiously awaiting their moment to shine as the chairman of the board enters. An imposing, elderly, white-haired man with a beard and a kind face, twinkling eyes, rather portly. As a matter of fact, his tummy shakes a bit like a bowl full of jelly. His name? Mr. Claus, fondly known to the staff as S.C. Now, as we join the meeting, Mr. Claus speaks.
Good morning, gentlemen. Ladies.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, I suggest that we dispense with the usual preliminary reports and turn directly to the comments and suggestions of our various department heads. Oh, that's agreeable. Let me ask you, Jim, as the head of the advertising agency, what's new from Madison Avenue?
Well, as you know, the boys have been tossing ideas around in the bullpen. We've run several thoughts up the flagpole, and a few have been saluted. Let me throw this one out and see if we can kick it around. Image-wise, we at SSCC&B feel that we could crack a much wider market by utilizing a saturation spot campaign on top 40 radio stations. Cost per thousand comes in well, and we thought maybe our creative record people could brew up some kind of a Santa Claus rock and roll type thing to appeal to that particular audience. Bernie, that's your department. Suppose I throw the ball to you.
I don't know. Gee, I don't know, Cal. Ask Cal.
What do you mean exactly? A rock and roll type Santa Claus thing? I don't know. Let me see. Hey, Dave, could we rewrite that twist again? You know, something like, let's give again like we gave last winter.
Chubby's on that folk kick now, you know. Who would you use? Maybe the Dovells. They've got that juvenile sound.
Yeah. Delinquent sound, you mean. No. Let's try and figure out something in package goods. An album featuring Santa, or an Easter Bunny.
Are you kidding? It would never work. Easter Bunny would win half of the publishing. And besides, you'll never get a pick'em billboard with it. Well. Now, look. Look what happened to White Christmas by the Orlans. Oh, great sound, right? It never made the charts, right?
Yeah. What'd you expect? You didn't buy any ads.
Well, that doesn't
Gavin picked
mean.
It. All right,
wait a minute. Gentlemen. Hold on just a moment. Now, suppose you confer on it and give us a report.
Okay.
All right. All right, fine. Marvin, they tell me you boys at the talent agency have been busy. What's up?
Well, Santa, we managed to get you 4 Sullivan spots before Christmas. Not a money's pretty bad, but the exposure's great.
Fine. Anything else?
Yeah, almost forgot. Jack can try to see if he can use you in Vegas at the Sands for about 4 weeks.
That's terrific.
Not only one thing, though, SC. It's not in the big room. I want you to break in the lounge. Of course, now you'll be working with Sam Butera and the witnesses November the 24th to December 24th.
Well, hold it just a moment, Marvin. Huh? Not the 24th. They're already booked for that night. You know, the roof scene with the bag, the chimney, ho-ho, and the whole thing.
You son of a gun, I forgot. Well, maybe we can get a fill-in for the closing night. You know, Gabby Hayes, Mitch, somebody with a beard ought to do it.
All right, I'll tell you what, Marvin. You work on it. You work out the details. Yeah. Get the contract and fix the 24th important.
Okay.
How about that after all these years? Marv, you're fabulous. Gee, when I was with MCA, even they couldn't swing Vegas. Say, what about that dramatic part we were kicking around?
Sorry, I've tried everywhere. Rawhide, Bonanza, Gunsmoke, they all say you're just not the Western type. Still associated with that reindeer bit. They don't see you in a 10-gallon hat on a horse. It's not consistent with your image. What do you say we forget it, huh?
Well, all right, Marvin, I'll tell you what. I'll leave that up to you. You know best. Good job, by the way, Marv. Say, you all know Bruce. Bruce is the head of the art department and design. What's this I hear about a change in costume?
Well, Chief, I brought along some smart new layouts I want you to look at and approve. But let me tell you of the darling new idea I have for this year's costume. It just gets me all excited. You know, you've been associated so long with that horrid baggy red suit. Well, I got the most scrumptious idea just the other night. Just look, isn't it elegant?
Oh, it always comes up with
Come on, Bruce, are you kidding? Now, what the devil have you gotten me into? What are those?
They're capri pants, aren't they? Wild? Don't you love the new color? That's passionate pink. It's very big this year, you know.
Passionate pink, yeah. But what's this? You've changed the white fur trim to chinchilla.
It's very chic.
You've got me in a, what's this, an alpaca sweater?
Of course, that's the thing these days, you know.
Oh, goodness, Bruce. What incarnation are these things on my feet?
Chukka boots. Really, dear boy. You
Brucey, Twinkle Toes, forget it, kid. Look, you're all right sometimes. This is ridiculous. Oh, boy. Say, Charlie, you were doing some research on the new dolls, weren't you?
Yeah, boss. So we've come up with a couple of twists this year. We have a Bernie Lowe doll. You wind it up, and it counts money.
Oh, great idea.
And then there's the Ed Sullivan doll. You wind it up, and it doesn't do anything. And, of course, we think the Walter Winchell doll will make it this year. You wind it up, and it walks all over you.
That's what I like. Creative thinking. Very good job, Charlie. Now, speaking of columns, Henry, what have you guys in public relations been doing anyway? Did you see where Kilgallen was chopping up my image? Said something about my always being seen with an old bag over my shoulder yet.
So, all right, now look, forget it, Nick, will you? We've got our hands full with that American Medical Association right now. They want to cite you as a classic example of an overweight executive. Now, imagine what this does to us. AP and UPI both want to hop on the story. And can you imagine lines like, shakes like a bowl full of jelly? Or even that jolly old fat man routine. I tell you, we've got big columnists and gossip.
What bigger problems? Now, wait just a second, Henry. What am I paying you for? Have you seen the article in the paper about my kissing mommy?
So I saw the thing. What about it?
You mean you haven't heard about it? Some little kid is running around yapping to everyone, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. Now, this could be serious, Henry. That's your job to keep things like this out of the paper.
You're too sensitive. Henry. Don't worry about it. I'll get right on it.
Get to work.
All right, let's... let's hold it down. Let's see what's left here.
No. Fellas, I tell you, every year the reindeer and the sled are fine. Now, I don't care what kind of special rates we're getting from TWA on charter flights. I say they're okay. We'll stick with the sled.
Chief, I've had an offer from Yakamoto. How about a Japanese transistorized team of reindeer?
Japanese, that's all we need.
They cut that on feed, Bill.
What you
ought to
do
is
you
got to
get all right.
Imagine Santa Claus Incorporated.
Time marches on, Chief. Time marches on, you know. Yeah, you got to keep up with it. Yeah.
Three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning? Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. Shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day, and all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. And let us all rejoice and ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And let us all rejoice and ring on Christmas Day in the morning. On Christmas Day in the morning.
And with as poignant a tribute we can muster up here on the Yule Log from Hell, we heard from the Chieftains, joined by Marianne Faithful, paying tribute to their fiddle player, Martin Fay, with I Saw Three Ships. Well, sorry to say we lost a rock and roll icon this year, Mr. American Bandstand himself, Dick Clark. We heard Santa Claus Incorporated. Before that, we paid tribute to one of the greatest lyricists of our time, Hal David, from the show Promises, Promises. We heard the City Center cast recording of Turkey Lurkey Time. Before that, we pay tribute to Muppet legend Jerry Nelson from the soundtrack of A Muppet Christmas Carol, The Voice of Robin. We heard Bless Us All. From the Platters, we pay tribute to their vocalist Herb Reed with Come Home for Christmas. Before that, we pay tribute to the Queen of Disco herself, Donna Summer, and Christmas Is Here. Truly a rock and roll legend if there ever was one. From the band, we pay tribute to drummer and vocalist Levon Helm and their rendition of Christmas Must Be Tonight. A vocal legend and a New Jersey native who certainly had her share of trouble over the last few years, we pay tribute to the great Whitney Houston. From the Preacher's Wife soundtrack, we heard Joy to the World. Before that, we heard from NRBQ as we pay tribute to their drummer, Tom Ardolino, with the title track from their CD, Christmas Wish. And starting off the set, we pay tribute to lead singer Fred Milano from the Belmonts. We heard Wintertime. And while it's almost wintertime, we're heating things up here at the Yule Log from Hell. This is episode 2, entitled Red Fur and Stir. You can find us trolling around the web at yulelogfromhell.com. There you'll find links to current and previous episodes, as well as links to how you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And let's kick right back into the music with a song with probably not technically a Christmas song, but I think it has a very timely message. From rock legend Billy Joel, this is She's Right on Time.
I've had to wait forever, but better late than never. Workshop making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one stupid thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatso gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fatso get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the mooch could fly a plane. Now they say he got 8 reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. How's Fatso go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Hey, kid boys, ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful, a dorky wonderful. I sent them a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the mooch could fly a plane. Now they say he got 8 reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. How's Fatso go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful.
In case of rain,
this kid's great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids. Terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right, which one of you little creeps stole all the candy canes? Nice, nice kids, very nice. Where'd you get these kids from, jail? Bunch of reform school brats. All right, everybody, get out of here now.
It was you, Raul. I saw you. You took the candy.
I didn't do nothing,
yes, you did. Who took it? No, what are you talking about?
Christmas Eve and Uncle Sal is at the OTB, betting horses with the money for the treat. He's gonna get the tack-a-da from my Aunt Marie. Jersey sleigh bells ring, bada-bing, bada-bing. The family comes to our house, hope they bring some class. We still talk about the fight at midnight mass.
had to smack the altar boy for checking out my ass. Jersey sleigh bells ring, bada bing, bada bing. I love that jing, 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 jingle. I love that ring, ring. We love Frank Sinatra and the bling, bling. It's the time of year for peace, good cheer, and family. Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, you know what I mean. Oh, Jersey sleigh bells ring, bada bing, bada bing. Aunt DeVita's husband Bob, what a man he got. He put ketchup on the eggplant parmesan. Nona cried, Maud, Ona, me, hello, Maloikia. Jersey sleigh bells ring, bada bing, bada bing. Uncle Nicky showed up late, but came across a muck. His car was filled with gifts that just fell off the truck. When we called him Old Saint Nick, he said, hey, what the f***? Jersey sleigh bells ring, bada bing, bada bing. I love that jing, 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 jingle. And that bling, bling. We love Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and Jesus. Oh, Saint Anthony, help me find my recipe. Call it gravy, call it sauce, you know what I mean. Oh, Jersey sleigh bells ring, bada bing, bada bing. Jersey sleigh bells ring, bada bing, bada bing. Forget about it.
Frightening, horrible things they say can lurk in what seems to be every day. So better be wary, it's even more scary when evil appears to be sweet. Take for example this time of year. Should elves and Santa Claus cause us fear? This innocent season is all the more reason to watch out, or else you might meet the fruitcake that ate New Jersey. Never shows any mercy, devouring everything in each town, and nothing and no one can slow it down. Everyone it would since meet ends up as a hunk of mincemeat, a horrible fate to end up on the plate of the fruitcake that ate New Jersey. It started out soggy and small and dense. It seemed like the picture of innocence, all sticky and nutty, and frankly nobody would take the darn thing off the shelf. It sat there ignored in a horrid mood. It fumed with contempt till it came unglued. It seethed and it churned till the tables it turned. Now it's eating up people itself. The fruitcake that ate New Jersey, it's causing such controversy, gobbling up all of the Garden State. There'll be no escape if you hesitate. Everyone it would since meet ends up as a hunk of mincemeat, a horrible fate to end up on the plate of the fruitcake that ate New Jersey. There's only one fruitcake on earth, I thought, which we all give back and forth a lot. And everyone tells you the darn thing's got the texture and taste of granite. So think about something we may have missed. If no one eats fruitcake on any list, then how has it managed to still exist if everyone tends to ban it? Maybe it's from another planet. The fruitcake that ate New Jersey, the darn thing's become so nervy. As the last crumbs of Newark fall from its fork, next on its menu is old New York, with all of its victims churned like debris on the Jersey Turnpike. A horrible fate to end up on the plate of the fruitcake that ate New Jersey.
The moral of this tale of woe and hurt.
Stick to the fruit cup.
And skip dessert.
Out on Haddon Avenue, the cold winds blow, and the Black Horse Pike is white with snow. Upstairs at Hillcrest, I've got my own Christmas tree. It's Christmas in Jersey, one time with me. Merrifield's Bar, Christmas Eve, gang's all out, and they've got me some Irish whiskey. Girls dancing along, boys try to sing sweetly. Christmas in Jersey, one time with me. Well, it's the time of year when all wishes come true. Well, I wish all the world could have the friends that I do. London town, Christmas Day, gonna raise me a glass to some friends 3,000 miles away. And the toast is, someday there's gonna be Christmas in Jersey, Christmas in Jersey, Christmas in Jersey, one time with me. Christmas in Jersey, Christmas in Jersey, Christmas in Jersey, one time with me.
At the bar today, the regulars ain't even coming in. I know I'll go crazy if that jukebox plays that going home for Christmas song again. They've hung tinsel on the mirrors and some blinking lights. They had mistletoe, but it kept falling down. The old man in the corner, he's humming Silent Night. It's Christmas at the Jersey Lily Lounge. Outside on the street, it's softly snowing, but I don't care, I've got no place to go. Once I loved to see the candles glowing, that long, long time ago. Well, the waitress showed us pictures of her family. She says they're living in another town. Somebody broke the angel off our plastic tree. It's Christmas at the Jersey Lily Land. Christmas at the Jersey Lily Land.
Go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, the answer is no. baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been so nice and warm.
Look out that window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a troubled
shore. My baby aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh,
well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've gotta go home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, hey, Liv, lend me your comb.
But it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I'm thrilled.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing
there's
to me?
Bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
sorrow. At least there will be plenty implied.
If you're caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get
oh.
over that old dog.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Don't go, John.
Oh, I'm staying.
Well, as John Bon Jovi declared, who says you can't go home? And that's what we're doing here at the Yule Log from Hell, paying tribute to my favorite state, New Jersey. Out with a new CD this year, we heard from New Jersey native John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Yep, Danny and Sandy are back together again. Their new CD entitled This Christmas, with the proceeds going to charity, we had a little spin on an old classic, Baby It's Cold Outside. Before that, we heard from New Jersey natives The Smithereens, their 2007 CD, Christmas with the Smithereens, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. From 1984, we heard from Loy Blanton and Christmas at the Jersey Lily Lounge. From the UK, we heard from Billy Franks singing about his favorite state, Christmas in Jersey. From San Francisco, we have comedian Lauren Mayer from her CD, Latkes Schmatkes, The Fruitcake That Ate New Jersey. From the Forget About It files, we have Lucy Clark and the title track from her CD, Jersey Bada Bing Christmas. Rounding out our little Jersey set, we heard from Newark native Joe Pesci with If It Doesn't Snow on Christmas. Before that, from Winnipeg, Canada, and their 2002 CD, Jingle All the Way, we heard from The Crash Test Dummies and Jingle Bells. From the 2004 CD, Christmas Regroove, we have Jay Atwood and Good King Wenceslas. Starting out that set, we heard from rock legend Billy Joel and his 1982 album, The Nylon Curtain, She's Right on Time. And looking at the clock on the wall, I'm right on time to finish up and head on out of here. This has been the Yule Log from Hell 2012 edition, Episode 2, entitled Red Fur and Stir. This is Keith Draws in the While You Were Out studios in lovely northern New Jersey. Before I get on out of here, I'd like to say a few words of thanks. First off, my friend Perry Bax in Chicago with his podcast, The Best Radio You Have Never Heard. You can find him on the web at bestradiopodcast.com. To the Groove Wizard, Jim Wyara up in Chicagoland with his website, groovewizard.net. To the folks at falalalala.com and all the associated blogs with that site for helping me expand my ever-growing holiday music collection. To Dave in Scotland, my wife Corinne, my daughter Amanda, and all the friends and family who have helped me keep this podcast going, I thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a special podcast for the Yule Log from Hell. As always, you can find us on the web at yulelogfromhell.com. And I'm going to leave you with, of course, Sleigh Ride. This one comes to us from the album What If Mozart Wrote I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. This is the Hampton String Quartet. I'm out of here, folks. Be good. If you can't be good, be interesting. See you next week. Thank you.